I'm Sherry.
I'm Sandy.
And this is Dark Humor. Yay! We have a special guest with us today.
Super special.
What's your name?
Cammy.
Get close to the mic, Cammy.
Close enough.
Hey, well done, Cammy. Hey.
Okay.
How you doing?
Okay. Good, thank you.
What do you want to tell us?
What do you want me to tell you?
What improv-y things would you like to tell us? Are you part of a team? Are you...
Nonsense! Don't care about that. What's your favourite colour?
Pink.
What's your favourite meal?
Pink wafers.
What's your favourite, movie?
The Pink Panther.
Oh, I like this. What's pink?
Yeah. Who's your favourite musician?
Simply Red.
What's your favourite billiard ball
colour?
Pink.
Hey, Cammy, you've got... I want to say letter, but if I say letter, Sadie's going to be upset with me.
No one can see that, though.
You've got a message to read out to us.
Sure.
Could be a letter, could be a DM.
Yeah,
nobody
it
knows.
Came into our... It came to Dark Humor.
It came to our Instagram inbox, which is at Dark Humor Pod.
Awesome. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me have a look. Dear Shari and Sadie.
Aww.
A.K.A. Shady.
Oh.
That's my cute little nickname for you.
Is that you or the letter that you're saying?
The letter.
Oh, the letter. I'm so sorry.
I sometimes like to refer you as Shady because I think that you might be one person. But anyway. There's no proof that you're not. That says that.
Okay.
Sometimes when I'm listening to the podcast, I like to, you know... Power wash my walls. I do it every day because you can never have too clean walls. That's what I say. And this is the perfect podcast to clean walls to.
Oh, that's nice. Do they sign it off or they just end it there?
Yours faithfully, John the Power Washer McGill.
Ooh.
Power washer. What do you think he means by that? Is that
I want everybody to know that when Sadie said, "What does he mean by that?" She like did this like hand thrusting motion.
Power washer. I only wash with power.
I think we need to address the fact that he thinks we're one person.
Uh huh.
We're not.
Mm. Are we not?
Well, I don't know.
We think the same things at the same time.
We do think the same things at the same time.
You're never. Talking at the same time. So this is...
We're never talking at the same time.
Yeah, you just double-tracked that.
Take that, John the Power Washer.
I'm not John the Power Washer.
I don't have any proof of that.
Don't. He may come along and power wash us.
While we're recording.
Yeah.
You know what, John the Power Washer? You're welcome to come...
Whoa!
To the recording and say it to our face.
Gonna say, you're welcome to power wash us. Not that we're in us.
No, we're me.
Anyway,
here's our show.
Is caption.
Caption.
Good word.
And here we are on What Do You Do For a Living with Claire Cook, caption writer. Tell us, Claire, do you enjoy your job?
No.
What is it that you don't enjoy about it?
Well, I hate captioning things.
How did you get into this job if you hate captioning things?
My mother was a captioner and my mother's mother was a captioner and I felt quite a familial guilt.
I see. It's a family business.
You could say that.
Today in top 10 captions on Instagram for millennials. 10th place, we got We Did a Thing! That could either be for something big like a pregnancy, an engagement, or even if you just got a haircut. Ooh. You know?
At number 9, we've got Mondays, am I right?
If you're just not feeling like work, right?
Yeah.
And welcome to Caption Phrase, your weekly quiz host on quiz show on the radio. And first up, we have Jonathan. Jonathan, can you caption this? It's two people eating chips and licking each other's fingers.
Oh, tasty fingers. Oh, son! It's me, your granddad.
Hi, granddad.
You see that newspaper? You see that newspaper there?
The Telegraph.
The Telegraph, yeah. That's the newspaper I'm talking about.
Mom, I just don't understand why you took us to see this movie in a foreign language we don't understand and refuse to, like, I don't know, allow subtitles.
Darling, I want you to grow up into a worldly, sophisticated young woman who will make a good marriage. In order to do that, you need to watch foreign, sophisticated films.
But I don't know what they're saying.
Are your shins getting too much sun? Can they not see? Do they need a cap?
Oh, my shins! Oh, God help me!
Looks like they need a baseball cap.
I'm in agony! Someone do something!
And Sheffield is going to be hitting the high 20s this Sunday, and the city of Caption is going to be raining, unfortunately for the residents.
Listen, all I'm saying is you can't shun my caps forever. You're my business partner, and we got into this cap business together.
You're breaking up this business with your goddamn attitude, Alan.
No, you're breaking up this business with your goddamn handsy-falancy ideas.
We gotta put caps on every animal. We sold to all the people. Now we gotta put caps on dogs, cats, gerbils.
I'm putting a cap on your capping.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And, what is a capsicum?
It's, for common people, it's also known as a bell pepper.
I see.
But our Australian friends like to be pretentious and use a Latin name.
Hence capsicum.
Oh, it's a capsicum, mate.
Yeah, mate, it's called a capsicum.
You know, no, you're not going to call it a bell pepper or whatever.
Thank you, Bruce. And Bruce.
No worries.
All right, lads, we're on this stag do, eh?
Yeah! Lads!
All right, it's Davey stag do. Davey, guess what? We're going to be doing some paintballing today. And we've got our little surprise for you from the rest of the gang. All of us have written something on the back of your t-shirt.
Beep, 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 beep.
You fucker.
No, you fucker.
No, you fucker.
No, you fucker.
Excuse me. I've been waiting here to pay for this cap for my gerbil. Could you just agree on a price? I really want it, otherwise I would have left. I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable.
Fine,
so,
you give the cost, Bernard.
I'm going to cut you a deal.
Yeah, that would be...
A good deal.
$25.99. No, $24.99.
$26.99.
$23.99. $22.99. $28.99. I like her better, so I'm just
going to
go with her.
Yeah, I win.
You're tearing this fucking business to bits.
If you want to keep arguing about the price, I wouldn't mind. Like... For like another six rounds or
something? Fine! $29.99! $29.99! $35.99! $15.99.
$45.99. Final offer.
It's free. Final offer.
You.
Thank you.
God. Bernard. What the heck, buddy? You made me go down to free.
I'm sorry.
That's a great price. I recommend you to all my
friends.
You're
still here?
I am. You didn't actually wrap up by cap.
Let me just put that through for you.
Bernard, you do it. Fucker.
I mean, we don't really have to put the card through because...
It's true.
It's free.
That's true.
Can I get a gift wrap? It's
I'll put it in gold gift wrap.
Oh, amazing, my children will love that.
Okay, gift wrapping actually costs $3.99.
No, $2.99.
$4.99.
$1.99.
It's $5.99.
Free!
It's Henry's birthday on the weekend, so, you know.
You gotta stop doing this. Do you understand how business works?
Bernard, I understand better than anybody. So... You stop it! I wouldn't keep going down if you didn't keep going up!
Okay. That's what she said.
We gotta meet in the middle.
Fine.
Don't say that's what she said.
No, I'll sell you this keychain for $9.99.
Okay, I wanna buy out your half of the business.
What?
I'm gonna give you $100,000.
I want $50,000.
I'm gonna give you $110,000.
I want $40,000!
You're being insane right now.
You're
I'm trying.
Being insane!
I am going to meet you halfway. I'm not going
fine,
to...
Fine!
$155,000. Take this offer.
Have you considered $5,000?
That's insane. This business is worth over $1 million goddamn dollars.
Oh, Henry's going to be so happy about this new hat.
Fine, Bernard. You broke me down.
I didn't break it. You broke yourself down.
No, you broke me down.
I'm not breaking. You don't know how haggling works.
You broke me down, and now I gotta accept $4.
No one said $4.
$4. I'll take it.
No. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you $100,000.
$100,000 minus $96,000.
You can't pay me.
Minus
$996,000. What the fuck is going on right now? You're writing me a check for me to take your half of the business?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Bernard.
You're fiscally irresponsible.
Bernard.
Oh, Rita.
Yes, darling.
It's so... touching that you're proposing to me, but I'm not a man. I'm not a real man.
I know, darling. You're into cooking and things like that. That's why I'm proposing to you.
It's not that. It's not that at all. What? I don't like foreign language movies.
No! Titles.
I know. I'm sorry. So I've had to. I'll have to say no, my darling.
I feel like such a fool. I mean, admittedly, there were signs. We watched The Seventh Seal and you looked a little bit lost.
I didn't like it.
Oh, my... How will I tell my mother?
I'm not sure I want you to tell your mother. It's too embarrassing a secret to share with other people.
Bring, 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 bring. Who could that be?
Hello, it's your mother.
Oh, mother, you came at a bad time.
Oh, that's your mother. Don't tell her.
Tell me what?
Language
film.
Oh,
hang up
Rita.
In disbelief.
Rita, how could you? How could you?
I needed support.
I really wanted to marry you, you know. I was prepared to watch a foreign language film and really try to get into it.
Oh, how magnanimous of you.
I'm just too tired sometimes to read subtitles. I have a busy job. I'm a chartered accountant in a FTSE 100 company. I don't have time for foreign language films, for reading captions. I need to get home, have a steak, and go to bed.
I thought you were a fine, sophisticated, real man, and now I find out you're just a schlub.
My darling, I'm...
A worthless schlub.
I'm just a simple, humble, chartered accountant who doesn't like foreign language films. I'm sorry.
Bring, 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 bring. Who could this be?
It's your boss from the FTSE 100 company.
Oh, hello.
I hear you don't like foreign films. You're fired.
My mom's a bit of a gossip.
Hang up.
How did she get in touch with my boss so quickly and...
Mama has her ways.
Why does he care? This is just...
Why wouldn't he care?
Why would he care?
You have misrepresented yourself to me, to my mother, to your boss, to the neighbours.
I never said that I loved foreign language films and that I could be bothered to read captions. I never made that claim.
Bing, 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 but bing.
Who could this be?
Oh, it's the neighbours.
Well, hello, neighbours.
I hear you don't like foreign language films.
It's for you, Derek.
Put the phone down. Could you
no!
unlock my desk drawer where I keep the revolver?
Listen, I'm glad you're my flatmate, right? But these fish fingers that I put in the freezer, these are my fingers. You know, I don't. I put my name on them, and they're gone. And I just think that you should just ask me next time you're going to have my tasty fingers.
But you put them in the middle drawer.
Yeah.
There's three drawers. Top drawer's yours. Bottom drawer's mine. Middle is for sharing.
Well, I put my name on it though. It says Derek's tasty fingers on the top. I've scored out the Captain Birdseye bit on it.
I just thought that was a branding issue.
Okay.
Middle drawer, it's the middle drawer rule. It's well known in flat shown circles.
Well, okay, I'll let you off this time, but you also ate my Cadbury's chocolate fingers that I left in my side of the pantry, and I know they're on my side of the pantry because it says my name on it.
On your side of the pantry?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the pantry is only one-sided, so I just had to kind of guess that there was a middle part to that one side, and therefore they were shared. Good.
Derek, what the fuck have you done to the washing up gloves? You cut all the fingers off?
They're my rubber fingers. It says on them, they're Derek's rubber fingers.
Listen, man, like, this is not good flatmate etiquette.
Like, I love fingers, right? And I want all the finger stuff, and I'm entitled to have that. You can have the rest of everything else, but...
Listen, we've been flatmates for a long time, and we've both been wondering, like, why do you love fingers so much?
Because fingers are awesome. They're pointy, they're articulate, you know, and I just... and they fit in my mouth, and I love them.
It's the fit in your mouth thing, isn't it?
Well, that's part of it. It's not the whole thing, really.
Have you got a bit of rubber glove finger Maybe. Stuffed in the side of your... Take that out, Derek.
No! It's my finger!
How many you got in there?
How many can you count?
Well, five. Five is one glove. I hope there's not ten.
While we're at it, Derek...
Gloves come in twos. What?
You've been... That explains the sponge fingers in the shower. They're not... They're not actually...
They're tasty.
Sponge. No, they're not sponge. They're cake.
Okay.
Not sponge for washing. They're sponge fingers.
Oh, they were nice though. They're on my side of the shower.
That is true. That is true.
Derek, like, we're gonna vote you off this reality TV show, okay? And I think for good reason.
Wow.
Show of fingers.
A show of fingers.
Hold on.
Show of fingers.
What the fuck? What is that coming out of your mouth right now?
I can't. One,
those
two,
are spider's
three,
legs,
four,
Derek.
Five,
those aren't even fingers. What the hell?
I count at 7 to 2 that I stay in the house.
You have completely lost yourself, man.
And welcome to Caption Phrase.
Woo! Yay! Caption Phrase! Whoa! Yeah! Oh, yeah, I like Caption Phrase.
Your weekly quiz show. On the left we have Jonathan. On the right we have Deborah.
You know
Deborah with the big forehead.
Hey.
Sorry, I thought that was a caption.
You know, calm down. Oh. We had the rule is say what you see, but not just yet, Jonathan. Not just yet. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture. First one to the buzzer has to tell me the caption they'd use. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Game show presenter, unhappy deep inside with their life.
No, not yet, Jonathan, not yet. Okay, I'm going to... Okay, we love your enthusiasm, but ready, okay.
30-year-old divorcee.
Oh,
dyed her hair recently because of the divorce.
Okay, well,
cut it into a bob. Doesn't really suit her.
This isn't. I mean, I'm sure you showing something on the screen, guys.
Middle-aged women have too much makeup on trying to cover her crow's feet.
And that's the
entire audience chanting in. It's just fire going to press the button and reveal.
Someone going through an existential crisis? Someone.
My ex-wife. My ex-wife trying to get all my goods.
Has been wannabe actress who is reduced to a daytime game show. So I'm your new business partner. Hey.
Wait, you've replaced me so fast?
I bought your shares.
Yeah, He bought your shears.
He bought your shears.
What?
I love caps.
Hats for cats.
Bernard, I thought it would be harder than this. Or easier, maybe. I don't know.
Then you wanted to buy your shears back?
Yeah.
I'd give you $60,000.
$50,000.
$70,000.
$40,000. What is going on?
I'd give you $80,000.
$20,000.
Am I such a bad business partner that people are bidding to get away from me?
Well, no.
Speculate to accumulate.
All right, $10,000. That's my final offer.
$100,000.
Fine, give me $100,000 in the shares.
I'll give you $100,000. It's been a pleasure.
This is not how business works.
Thanks. Gosh, I'm back in business with you, Bernard. I feel so much better.
Listen.
Yeah. Bernard, I got something to say to you as well, actually.
Oh God.
I want to spend the next 50 years of my life with you, Bernard.
I want to spend the next 60 with you.
I want to spend the next 40 with you.
I want to spend the next 70 with you.
I want to spend the next 30 with you.
You can see where we're going here. And my concern is that you're going to end up at the moment I say a higher number because we're in our early 20s. And I want to live till I'm 105.
Okay, I promise I won't do that.
Okay. Thank you.
How many years do you want to spend with me?
Till the end of my life.
I want to spend no time with you.
Vanessa, would you come into my office?
Yes.
Take a seat, Vanessa, because this is going to be some heavy news.
Okay, Mr. Howe.
You've been a senior partner at this civil engineering firm for 10 years, and I feel like I've been a fraud the whole time.
Oh?
You see, I claim to be a chartered civil engineer, mm-hmm. but I'm not.
What?
I can't stand foreign language films with captions on them. I know.
Oh, Mr. Howe.
I know, I'm sorry.
I don't know what to say.
I should have said. I shouldn't have sat my exams.
You should have said. Your whole life has been a lie.
It has been a lie. I shouldn't have built that massive bridge over that huge river.
That'll be why it blew up. For no reason at all!
It must be, and I've got blood on my hands now.
A lot of people died!
Ring, 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 ring! Who could that be?
It's the telephone.
My grandmother died in that flood from the collapsed dam, and I hear it's because you don't like foreign language films.
It's true, I'm sorry.
Hang up in disbelief.
Mr. Howe, I think we have to do damage control, okay? Although you're dirty, filthy, worthless liar/murderer.
Well,
I work here and I need this job.
Well, I thought, because you're a senior partner, that I'd hand over the reins to you.
Oh, okay, never mind. You can go. Ring, 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 ring. Who could that be?
It's a telephone.
Hello.
Hasta maritita, canabatantarara, biga bridge, explosion, abaratitarabata.
If only I watched foreign language films and read captions, that wouldn't help. I just need to know Spanish.
Your revolver, sir.
Thank you.
Why, yeah, it's Ant and Dick, and we're back at I'm a Celebrity.
Hey, man, oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we just had the people eating all the fingers and that.
Oh, they had fingers in the mouth, fingers in the ear.
It was proper gross, like.
It weren't right, was it?
It was not right.
PJ, you're a man that's had a finger in his time.
Was that?
PJ. That's PJ. A PJ. Oh, Duncan.
Oh, we're going back to Baker Grove, are we?
You've had a finger in your mouth upon a time, haven't you?
Oh, we don't want to talk about that. This is before 9 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, PJ.
All right. All right.
Have I ruined it?
It's okay, it's okay. We'll move on.
I'll call you Ant. I'll do it.
Call me Ant. Call me Ant. Go on.
Okay, Ant.
Go on.
Oh, I've got a little finger in my pocket now.
Go on, give me some. give me a whole finger.
Stop it. Hey, I thought you said this before 9 o'clock.
Oh, just this once. Just one day.
Guys, this is your producer. You're on air, guys.
Oh, here we go. What's going on in the jungle now? Do they want to see Deck's finger just poking out a little hole in his custom designed expensive jeans?
What now? 0800
Lads. All right. So our pal Mickey's getting married.
Mickey. Everyone hates balls. Everyone hates balls.
Everybody slap him.
Oh.
Mickey, take it like a man.
Come on, Mickey.
Mickey, tear out your own chest there. Tear it
some. Oh,
Mickey.
Oh.
Yeah. Mickey, walk on this bed of nails.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nikki, take this pile of paper and just slice it across your hand.
Oh. Yeah, dude. Oh.
All right, Mickey, now open up and be like really vulnerable about your feelings.
What?
Oh. Whoa, no, that's too far, man.
No, that's not right. That's no.
Why are you all Dave. Hurting me on this stag do?
Because we're men!
Lads!
So, thank you for coming to Henry's birthday. Henry really wanted us to watch this 1942 Russian rendition of Casablanca. So, if you could please all just take a seat.
I don't know why.
I'll only watch it if it's from 1932.
Well, it's the 1942 version because that one's being his an favorite. Idiot.
Okay, fine, 1922.
What about the follow up? Newcastle. The Casablanca.
Henry.
Newcastle.
Henry, your revolver.
Let's have a show. Yay!
Soap operas. Fake soap operas.
Power.
Move.
Power. Move. Badada.
Drama.
Queens.
Drama. Queens. Badada.
Help. I'm the rules.
Help. I'm the rules. Badada.
Danger.
Neighbors.
Danger. Neighbors. Badada.
EastEnders.
West.
EastEnders. West. Badada.
Flies.
Away!
Flies away, Badada!
Dynasty!
Of romance!
Dynasty of romance, Badada!